Garvey's ideology was rooted in black nationalism, the belief that people of African descent should have their own nation and government. This was intertwined with his Pan-Africanism, which called for the political unification of Africa and an end to European colonial rule. Garvey believed that economic independence was crucial for black liberation. He established several businesses under the Union, including the Negro Factories Corporation, which included grocery stores, restaurants, and laundries. His most famous venture was the Black Star Line, a shipping and passenger company intended to facilitate trade and transportation between people of African descent globally. But it doesn't stop there. The Negro World newspaper. Garvey used this newspaper as a powerful tool to spread his message of black pride and nationalism to a global audience. It was published in multiple languages and was instrumental in connecting union members around the world. In 1923, he was convicted of mail fraud in connection with the sale of stock in the company. He was imprisoned in 1925.